Christ almighty. You tell this bloody fellow to bug up tomorrow, sir, good and proper. Copy boy, come here. Move yourself.
Yes, sir.
Tell Charlie up on at once. And move.
Charlie, hell.
And get some of these damn windows open. There's a hot hell here. Hey, bring a cup of tea. Four sugar.
Right.
Copy boy.
Yes, this is the news editor. Oh, hello, Cuthbert, sir.
Well.
Okay, try Goldberg. Right, give us 500 words on the yes.
Hello, Chuck. You wanted to see me?
Charlie boy, how'd you fancy a trip down to the seaside?
Oh!
I'm turning you down to Brighton tomorrow.
Brighton?
It's Whit Monday.
Okay,
we're doing the Colin Cooper routine, but Colin just cried off his bowels, so it's up to you, my lad. You're all set to go.
Oh.
Come on, you'll be able to fiddle some expenses.
Brighton?
Oh, your top is flaming hazy.
Charlie boy!
You know the drill?
Did you see him, Mr. Murray?
Just put it down there.
Oh, careful!
You scolded me, you idiot! You're fired!
Sorry, Mr. Murray.
Come in your cars and bring me the bloody first aid box. Move! Christ! Oh, no. Charlie, where the hell were we?
Brighton,
you stroll around, showing your face and dropping cars in various places. Anybody who finds one gets 10 bob. If a punter recognizes your ugly mug, he gets 10 guineas. But he has to say the magic word. You are Mr. Colley Kibber, and I claim the Daily Messenger prize. Now, here's your route. You'll start the station, of course, from Tattoo Labrador, one right down Queen's Road, and come to where? There, to the left, 12
where the baby light to his holy body, according to the mighty will, where thy is able to you all things to help, of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother Edmund Ernest Kite.
I said, have you got that, Charlie?
I'd rather go to Blackpool.
You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll spring along with you.
Raise the light!
Right and wrong. The best 10 o'clock till 11, up and down Queen's Road and Castle Square. 11 till 12, between the aquarium and the Castle Pier.
With every watch I sell, I give a free gift for 20 times the value of the watch.
Raise away, Excellency.
Raise away. Till the day that one comes along, I'll bring along.
12 o'clock till 1, down the front between the old ship and West Pier.
Yes, sir. What's your pleasure?
Double whiskey, please. What's the time?
It's just gone a quarter to one. You are, sir?
Ah, sir. Who's the blonde over in the public bar? The singer?
Name of Ida. And I wouldn't call her exactly a singer.
Beautiful pair. Remind me of the Breton Beacons in the sunset.
Both of you all for 10, Bob. Come on through, I'll introduce them.
No, I'll stay here, nice and quiet.
2 pints, Sebastian.
Coming.
Please yourself.
But I could not do more. Who are you sweating? I'm not Fred.
Don't make any difference what you call yourself.
Hey, listen, have a drink.
You forget a lot, don't you?
A soft drink.
Grapefruit squash.
Double whiskey over it and a grapefruit squash. How about that blonde bombshell the next bar, eh, Pinky? A cherry starlight.
You know, you double-cross Guy and Colleone cut his throat.
I swear, I never listen. Now, just tell your new boss.
New boss? You're talking to him.
You?
What's age got to do with it? It's how you use a razor that counts. And I don't mean shaving.
I swear, I've got nothing to do with Colleone. I'm still white over all that. I'm only here for my job, just for the day. I'm Colley Kibber.
You're Fred.
I'm Fred, but I've got a card in my pocket that we were tin locked to you.
I know all about the cards. We're reading about you in the paper this morning.
In fact, look, you can have the whole prize. 10 guineas, all you have to do is take this form to the Daily Messenger.
Christ, won't anybody stop that toss now?
I'll give you a fiver. It's all I've got on me. That me ticket home.
You won't need that.
The gentleman will pay. I'll see you shortly, Fred.
Oh, Christ.
You had an accident, dearie.
Oh, Christ. What? Did you
drop your glove? Come on over here, lonely owl. Join in the fun.
Yeah.
We're all on holiday, aren't we?
That's right.
Give a fair run of me.
Coming. I'm coming.
Oh. Thank God for a friendly face.
Well, what's your name, sweetheart?
Fred. The name's Fred.
And I'm Ida.
Well, what are you having, Ida?
I'll have a pool.
One port.
Ain't you having one?
Nah, I've drunk enough. I mustn't get sleepy.
I haven't not. Have a bass on me.
I don't like bass. I tell you what, though. Come and have a bite.
Oh, getting fresh, eh? I wouldn't trust myself.
Don't you go, Ida. It's not safe.
Come on.
I'm looking for...
Looking for an angel. But where should we go, Sir Orin? To the old ship?
Yeah, if you like.
Hear that? This general's invited me to the old ship. Tomorrow I shall be delighted, but today I have a prior engagement at the Dirty Door.
Ida, come on. Really, Ida, this is important to me. Come for a bite. I need you.
Good heavens, you really are desperate for me, aren't you, darling?
I really am.
Never can say no to a man who's dying for it. Come then, darling. Now, where'd I leave my handbag?
Oi! Anybody seen a bright red handbag? Bright red handbag! I've never seen such crap. It can hardly move.
Safety in numbers.
Fancy somebody pinching my bag like that. That was every penny I've got in the world.
Don't worry. I'm not short.
Sure. It's not the money. It's the letters. He'll have had all Tom's letters to me. It's my ex-husband.
Of course it might be blush.
You ought to be ashamed, Ryan, actually. I was such a quiet fella, too. Well, I always say it's fun to be alive.
Won't be much fun to die. Oi, watch out. Oh, God. It's you.
1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Any pub will camp around the castle square. Nice to see you keeping the time.
Listen.
But half an hour.
About
yeah, who was that?
Just a mate.
You been in an accident, then?
Several. Come on, quick. Let's move.
Let's go.
Oh, let's go. Oh, Fred. I never knew a man in such a hurry for it.
God, I'd like to get hold of them people who nicked my bag. I'm a sticker where rights concerned. What do you do for a living, friend?
Betting.
You don't say. I like a flutter myself.
And how do you live?
From hand to mouth, dear. Could you give me a tip, I wonder, for Brighton on Saturday?
Black boy in the 2:30.
Black boy? He's 20 to 1.
Take it or leave it.
Oh, I always take a tip. That's my system. Will you be there?
No, I can't make it. I don't know where I'll be. Listen, let's go to the station. Come back to town with me.
London? I've only just come from there.
What, you live in town?
Nice little flat near the Strand. It's always very cosy.
Let's go there.
Not me. I want to see the aquarium. I'm out for a bit of fun.
Give us a kiss, Ida.
Get off. You're strangling me. Oh, give me breath. Oh, you little fella. Oh, here we are.
Driver, don't stop the car.
It's a Palace Pier.
Look, see that car behind? The old Morris. Can you go back round again and lose it?
That old corned beef can. I can lose it in the car park. Hold on tight.
Hey, Fred, what am I getting mixed up in?
Nothing. It's just an old pal I want to avoid. He can talk your leg off.
You're not well. You oughtn't to be alone. But what's wrong with you?
I'm going to die. I'm scared. Look, you'll stay with me, won't you?
Of course I will. I like you, Fred. I liked you the minute I saw you. You're a good sport.
All done, mate. Left him for dirt. You said you wanted Palace Pier?
Yeah, fine.
You were just kidding about dying, weren't you?
I'm okay. As long as you stick by my side.
Repent! Repent! The day of judgment.
I am not
fetch him his rotten bread. I want to get washing the ladies here.
What?
Fred, I've got to go. It's urgent.
You don't want to wash either. You're fine.
I can't wait, Fred. Really, I can't have this fault.
Look, it's Tim Bob. Be quick, Ida. I'll be here. Just here by this turnstile. You won't be long, will you? I'll just be here.
Oh, anybody who's in love? I'll only be a couple of shakes, only, Art.
Yes, with every watch I sell, my good man.
I say, pal, can you give me the time?
Oh, here's a gent who wants to know the time. Well,
yeah, I know,
you
but...
can only invest in one of the ones
you need. Excuse me, girls. Could I bother you for a night? Girls, please stop. Please.
You are Mr. Colly Kibber, and I claim the Daily Messenger Prize.
Thank you.
Me too.
Kibber.
Me and all.
Dalla. Boys, look, it wasn't me. I swear.
Shut it.
1:30. Any pub or cafe round the castle square?
You keep good time.
Mum! Mum, can I have a stick of Brighton Rock?
Six balls. Not bad for a kid.
Not so much for a kid.
Okay, pick up prize.
I'll have the Virgin Mary.
Huh?
Up there, that doll. You got the time, Bill?
There's a clock up there.
Oh, that says nearly 1:45. I didn't think it was that late.
That one's always right. And it don't stand for no phony alibis.
Okay, 1:45. Just wanted to know.
Take your bloody doll and scram.
With you, Lizzie. Calm down. A couple of minutes to go. Why don't you order 4 fish and chips? Spice ain't going to want no fish and chips. He's got to have fish and chips. He's part of the alibi. 4 blokes out to lunch. Well, he ain't going to eat it. Then you see him puking in the bowl. Pinky will make him eat it. If he don't eat up like a good boy, Pinky might give him a stick of Brighton Rock.
What a Christ you two laughing at. Make it a spectacle.
Sorry, Pinky.
Where's Spicer?
Spewing. He's ring up.
I said 1:45 sharp.
I don't think he'll fancy his fish and chips, Pinky. He's got no appetite.
Well, he'd better have an appetite. Now, where are you going
to be? Well, I had to clean myself up, Pinky.
Well, shut up and sit down. Here comes a grub.
Here we are, Jim. 4 fish and chips and a pot of tea.
Blimey. Ooh, lovely.
Will that be all?
Hey, just a sec. What's the time, darling?
It's nearly 10:50.
Yeah, grab this doll. It's no use to me.
Pardon?
I just want it.
Oh, can I read it?
Yeah, go on, take it. Stick it up in your room and pray.
Oh, how lovely.
All right, push
you...
off.
Oh.
Right, eat. This is a normal social occasion. Eat, damn you, Spicer.
I'll throw up if I eat.
So spew. How'd it go, Cupid?
It went beautiful. We planted him in one of them glass shelters at home.
Oh, what a way to go, eh? Oh, Crike would have been proud. He loved unusual methods. Wonder if he was watching.
What? You mean from above?
Crike, above. Now, eat up your chips, Spicer.
Look, it ain't funny. Okay, put a sock in it, Cubit. You put the cards out all right?
Of course I put them out. I don't see why you get so fussed about the flaming cards.
No, well, you don't see much at all, do you?
Hmm?
The flaming cards prove Fred stuck to his program. They show he died after 2:00, while we were here. They're our alibi.
I suppose they found him already.
Then that's too bad for us.
But what about the baloney?
Well, she doesn't matter. I saw him give her money. She's just a viewer.
You take account of everything, Pinky.
Now, where'd you put those cards?
Well, all the way down the front. One in the kids' bucket. One in the rubbish bin. One of them in Snow's.
Snow's?
One of
them in...
You know, Pinky, that posh cap on the front.
Snow's?
I don't fancy in Snow's. One that didn't give you the bum's rush. You watch it, Cupid. I can still throw a patch.
Christ, you flaming idiots.
What's he done, Pinky?
Fred had to eat, and indeed, the paper said so. You said I was to follow the paper. Well, it'd look odd, wouldn't it, if he didn't eat it?
Your face wasn't Collie Kibber and then found the card as soon as you left. Christ. Whereabouts did you put it in, Snow's?
Under the tablecloth.
Yeah, well, you go back and bring that card. I'm not taking any chances.
Me? I'm not going back there.
You milky bastard. Cupid.
Me? Think I'm crackers? I suppose they found the card and see me looking.
Oh, beg pardon.
You make me sick, all of you. Dallow, you've got guts, haven't you?
I got guts, Pinky, you know that. But if they've already found Fred's
corpse... For Christ's sake, kill the old bloody calf. Well, which table am I looking for at Smokes?
Well, just inside, the right side of the door, table for two. You've got flowers on it.
What flowers?
I don't know what flowers. Yellow flowers. You've changed since Clyde died.
Yeah, I have. Now do what Fred did. Eat.
Open wide, Fred.
Hey? But I don't like Brighton Rock.
Suck it and see.
Sorry, you're too late for the lunch.
I just want a cup of tea and a plate of biscuits.
Will you go to one of the tables late for tea, please?
No, this table suits me fine.
Here, don't sail away with your nose in the air. Will you take that order?
The waitress serving your table will be here in a minute. Did the vase fall over, sir? Never mind, we'll soon have that straight. Lucky there's no water. There, now I'm done. What's the tea you wanted, sir?
I already gave the order once.
Oh, it's been such a rush, and it's my first day. Have you lost something?
No.
Only I thought you were feeling under the cloth or something.
No. But go on, whip it off.
No, there's nothing here, sir. You wouldn't guess what I found here only 10 minutes ago when I changed the cloth.
What?
There was one of Collie Gibber's cards worth 10 shillings. The other, sir, was a fool not to challenge him and win the big prize.
And why didn't you?
Because it wasn't Collie Gibber, that's why.
Well, how do you know it wasn't?
Well, he wasn't a bit like his photo in the Daily Messenger. Didn't seem fair.
Well, perhaps you didn't look at him close enough.
Oh, I always look close at the customer. See, I'm new. I get a bit scared. I don't want to do anything to offend. Oh, well, I'm standing here talking when you want a cup of tea.
Now, that's all right. You're the kind of girl I like. I mean, I like a girl who's friendly. And some of these in here, they freeze you.
They freeze me.
No, you're sensitive, that's what it is. Like me. I suppose you wouldn't recognise that fella if you saw him again.
Oh, yes, I'd know him. I've got a memory for faces.
Is that right? I see you and I have got a bit in common. We ought to get together one evening. What's your name?
Rose.
When do you get off of an evening?
We don't go till 10:30.
How about tomorrow night, then? On the end of the Palace Pier.
Oh, I couldn't. You and me have only just met.
You and me have got things in common, Rose.
The end of the pier? Won't it be dark?
I hope so.
You hope so? Gosh, you're wicked. You shouldn't talk to a decent girl like that.
Hello, old ghost. I'm in black, too. You've been sorry to yourself.
Hi there. My wife just died.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clarence. I'm half foot in it.
Sit yourself down. Can we have 2 guineas, please?
I didn't even know you had a wife. First time I saw you, Clarence, you said you only had a month to live. That was 5 years ago. Just a trick to get me into bed, eh? Oh, I always fall for that one. It comes to being so big. People think I'll mother them.
You've got a big heart, Ida. You and me should get together again.
You know, I was down in Brighton the weekend. A fella there tried the same game on, and he got lost somehow. Oh, him, Tim Bob said.
Sure about this colleague killer down at Brighton?
Yeah, didn't they? I saw a poster.
Oh, they've had the inquest. It's here in the paper. He knocked him over. The papers paid the prize to the man who found him. 10 guineas.
Oh, Lucy. Wait a minute. Is that a picture of the man who found him? The dirty, dabble, rotting...
Oh, that's Collie Kibber.
Gold.
What's the matter?
This is him. The fella I've just been talking about. This is Fred. He wasn't trying it on. He was sick. Coroner says they could trace no relations other than a second cousin in Middlesbrough. Sounds sort of lonely.
I know all about loneliness too. I've been alone a month now.
Funeral today. Good heavens, they're shuffling him off mighty quick. I've got to be going, Clarence. Excuse me.
Where to? You've got a full glass here.
You drink it. Someone ought to be there. Even if second cousin late.
Yeah, hold on. I'll come with you. A good funeral might cheer me up.
Our belief in heaven is not qualified by our disbelief in the old medieval hell. We believe that this, our brother, is already at one with the One. We do not know what that One is, with whom or with which he is now at one.
It'll soon be our past, if he don't stop going on.
We do not retain beliefs in glassy seas and golden crowns. Truth is beauty.
Nobody brought him flowers, the poor sod.
Yeah, they love Clarence. Love the man in your arms and ruby port in your hand. Oh, look at the chimney.
There she blows.
The very last of Fred. Now it's just about the smoke nuisance over London.
Come off it, Ida. What's he mean to you? You only met him once.
He was a real gentleman, Fred was. He lent me 10 bob.
Never mind the dead. What about the living?
There's something strange about this, Clarence. Something don't add up. I might get the old bald out on this one.
You're not still messing about with that nonsense, are you?
It sometimes comes up with the answers, Clarence. You'd be surprised.
Very surprised. Vicky, is it you?
Who do you think it is? Charlie Peace.
Well, I couldn't make it out of the dark. What's he doing on the pier this time of night?
I've got a date. What are you?
Just walking. This thunder makes you feel queer. It's all right, Pinky, isn't it? After that verdict, it's all right. I mean, nobody asked any questions.
I just want to be sure.
The mob won't stand for any more killings.
Who said there was going to be any killing? I've got a date, that's all.
After that verdict sort of shook us all. What do they mean by it?
We've got to go on being careful. That's all.
What's that in your pocket?
Oh, don't carry a gun. You're fancying things. Yeah, you better be off. She's late already.
You got a razor there, Pinky.
I don't need a razor to quiet up alone.
Are you there, Fred? Do you hear me, Fred? Is anybody there?
Hello?
Quick time. Is anybody there?
Is anybody...
Look. Ida.
Is anybody there? Pinky? Is anybody there?
Fred, is that you? What happened to you, Fred?
Pinky? Is anybody there?
Rose?
Oh, good heavens, how you scared me!
Don't take on, sweetheart. I was just sheltering.
Sorry I'm late. It was an awful night in the calf. I broke 2 plates and the cream was sour.
I thought we'd talk a little here first, and then go somewhere. Nightclub? Sherry's? I don't care.
Oh, I'd love Sherry's.
Look, that's an F. It's Fred, all right.
F-R-E-S-S-U.
I-E-Y-E.
Now, you can't make anything out of that, Ida. You can't make anything out of that.
Can't I, though?
You got your money yet for that card you found?
I got it this morning.
Well, nobody came and asked you questions?
No. Oh, wasn't it dreadful, him being found dead like that?
You saw his photograph in the paper?
Yes. But it wasn't Collie Kibber. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, well, people look different in photographs.
I've got a memory for faces, and I'd swear it wasn't him.
You'd swear it, would you?
On the Holy Bible.
Come here, Rose. Don't be shy. That's better. This fellow Hale... He got mixed up with things.
What sort of things?
Never mind what things. Only I'd warn you for your own good. If I was you, I'd forget all about the fella that left that card. He's dead, see?
Anything you say, Pinky.
You read about Peggy Barron, didn't you?
No, Pinky.
It was in all the papers.
We couldn't afford papers at home.
She got mixed up with a mob and people came asking her questions. It's not safe, Rose.
Oh, I wouldn't get mixed up with a mob like that, Pinky.
You can't always help it.
What happened to her?
She lost her looks. She lost one eye.
How?
They splashed vitriol in her face.
F-R-E short for Fred. And S-U-I-C-R short for suicide. And then there's E-Y-E. Well, that's what I always say, isn't it? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
All Greek to me.
Well, it's as clear as daylight. The boy in the pub. The taxi. The man on the front.
Eh?
Don't you see? They drove him to his death.
Come off it, Ida. You're playing with spook. Give us a kiss.
What's vitriol?
You've never seen vitriol? I'll show you. That's vitriol. Look.
Pinky.
Now watch the plant. See how it burns? Now come here.
Pinky, let go of me. You're pulling me.
It burns. Smell it. I said to smell it.
I knew there was something wrong going on. An eye for an eye. That as good as tells me what to do. How's a fancy trip to Brighton?
Hey!
I'm going to make those people sorry they was ever born.
I said smell it, damn you.
Okay.
And Fred is there.
You and me's going to be friends, Rose. I don't want a friend with her skin burned off. You tell me if anyone asks questions. You get me on the blower at Frank's. 3 sixes, remember that. You ever been in love?
Oh, yes.
Come off it, you're green. You don't know what people do in bed. You're innocent. I've seen it, though. Every Saturday night, I've seen it. You're green. You don't know nothing.
No. I know a lot. Pinky, you're pinching.
You think that hurts? Well, how about this? You like me for your boy, eh? We'll keep company.
Yes. I'd really love that, Pinky. Oh!
It's only a little pinch.
It's okay, Pinky. If you like doing it, go on.
Come on, let's get going. I can't stand this place.
Just a minute.
What you lost?
My hanky.
Rosary beads. You're a good little Roman, eh? I was in the choir once.
You believe? You think it's true?
Of course it's true. These atheists, they don't know nothing. And what else could there be? It's the only thing that fits. Hell. Flames. Damnation. Torment.
And heaven, too.
Heaven? Maybe. Maybe.
You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll spring along with you.
Oh, Pinky. What's your Pinky?
Christ, put those fags out. Let's get a window open.
You get her knickers off, Pinky.
Shut your foul mouth, Cubit. There's crumbs on my bed. What's going on?
Two of the bookies. They won't cough up.
Which two?
Brewer and Tate. They say now Kite's dead.
Did he carve him up, Pinky?
Oh, Spicer. He's been doing a lot of thinking lately.
Maybe we ought to lay off for a while. You know, a lot of the boys cleared out when Kite died.
Go on, listen to him. He's what they call a philosopher.
Well, there's free speech in this mob, and those are cleared out. They didn't see how a...
Go on, say it.
Well, they didn't see how a kid could run this show. I was always against murder. I don't care who knows it.
Milky, sour and milky.
Listen, Pinky, be reasonable.
The spring's in what he says. We had a lucky break. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves. We'd better let Brewer and Tate be for a while.
You ready, Dallow?
What you say, Pinky?
Where are you going?
See, Brewer.
You act as if it's last year we killed Ale, not last week. We've got to act cautious.
That's over and done. You heard the verdict. Natural cause.
You forget that girl in snow. She can hang
us. I'm looking after the girl. She won't talk.
You're marrying her, aren't you?
Who says so?
Spicer.
Listen, Pinky, I only said it would make her safe. A wife can't give evidence.
I only need to marry a squirt to make her safe. How do we make you safe, Spicer? If a carving would do the trick...
It was a joke. You want a sense of humour, Pinky?
You think that was funny, eh? Me marrying a cheap polony? Come on, fella.
Wait till morning. Wait till some of the other boys come.
Were you getting milky too, Cubit?
You don't believe that, Pinky. But we've got to go slow.
You with me, Dallow?
I'm with you, Pinky.
Then we'll be going. You got that right, John?
Never without.
What made Spicer say that about me, Mary?
He just thought it would close her clap.
She's not what keeps me awake.
Looks like Brewer is right under a train.
Perhaps he'll die under one.
You're a grand little geezer, Pinky. Carter was right to take you on. You go straight for the throat.
Come on, you dirty Welshie bastard.
Who the hell's that?
It's me.
But why did you come around in the morning?
I want to talk to you, Brewer.
Old woman's sick, Pinky. She's asleep. She had to step for 3 nights.
Yeah, well, this will wake her up.
Leave off, Pinky. I'm coming.
The old woman's bad. I've been worrying my head off.
Now, why you haven't paid your subscription?
Have a spot of scotch, boys.
You know I don't drink.
I don't mind a spot.
We call for that subscription.
Yeah, I've been worried, Pinky. Ever since Kite was croaked.
Well?
Yeah, it's like this. I said to myself, if Kite's mob can't even protect... I've got to go and see
You'll stay here and talk.
She won't turn in over.
She can gasp.
Pinky, be human.
All we want's what's due to us, £20.
I haven't got it in my house.
What?
I paid it all out yesterday. To Corleone.
Corleone? What in Christ's name has Corleone got to do with it?
Be reasonable, Pinky. I can't pay both of you. I'd have been carved if I hadn't paid Corleone.
Is he in Brighton?
He's stopping at the Cosmopolitan.
And Tate's paid Corleone too?
Yeah, that's right, Pinky. Corleone's running the business in a big way.
Big way? What do you mean by that? So you think I'm finished?
Take my advice, Pinky. And go in with Corleone.
Your advice? Dallow.
No, Pinky. Put that away.
Give it to him, Pinky. Carve him.
Don't, Pinky. Don't. I've got protection. You be careful. I've got protection.
Do you think I finished, Dallow?
You? You haven't even begun.
I didn't have an apparent. I said leave off.
Oh, you're
sick, man. Now, stop it. For God's sake.
Oh.
What are you looking for?
My teeth.
In the glass.
Listen, Ida, a bit now. Do you think I'll always be sex mad?
Well, I hope so, Clarence. Oh, I used to think you were such a quiet boy. If only I'd known.
So, I passed the test, do I?
It ain't a test, Clarence. It's only fun.
Well, you sound a bit disappointed.
No.
Is it the teeth?
I was thinking of poor old Fred. They robbed him of all that fun.
I've got to tell the police what I found out.
I told you, he wasn't anything to you.
He wasn't anything to anyone. That's the trouble. I like fair play. Will you stick by me?
I'd do anything for you, Ida. You know that.
Expenses are mounting up.
Pass me my wallet.
I beg your pardon.
No.
I didn't want your money. Not to worry. Everything will be all right after the races.
You got a tip?
Straight from the horse's mouth. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Poor Fred. But Black Boy's just got to win. I can't hold out else.
Oh, anything happened?
It paid up. Yeah, put it in the soap dish.
Pinky, that girl from Snow's.
What about her?
Suppose she ever found out it was me what left the car.
You don't need to turn milky, Spicer. Fred died natural, that's the verdict. You can forget it, there's other things to think of now.
Such as?
You look all in. Your face has all come out in spots.
Well, I'm a bit run down.
I could tell by the smell in the bog. You're never off it. You want to get hold of yourself. I wouldn't want anyone seeing you like this.
But if that girl ever knew...
What's up, Dallo?
There for you, Pinky. Smell the scent. You got a posh girlfriend?
Give it here. Corleone. He wants me to call in for a talk at the Cosmopolitan.
Sorry, mister.
Don't worry, dear.
Today.
Only a bit of salt. Throw it over your shoulder, Clarence.
Oh, yeah, for luck.
We all need that, don't we?
My luck was in last night, eh, Ida?
You'll corrupt the child. Can't you say she's underage?
Could I take your order?
Is the shepherd's pie good?
Oh, it looks lovely.
We'll have that then.
Well, but what's
your name, dear?
Rose.
No. Why, I do believe you were the lucky one who found the card.
Did they tell you? Oh, they haven't forgiven me. They think I didn't ought to be so lucky like that my first day.
Your first day? Oh, that was a bit of luck.
Are you local?
Yes. I've always lived here all my life. In Nelson Place. This is a fine situation for me because they have a sleep in. There's only three of us in my room and we have two looking glasses.
Fancy. And how old are you?
16. I don't tell them that. I say 17. They'd say I wasn't old enough if they knew. They'd send me home.
Don't suppose you'll ever forget the little fellow who left the car.
Oh, he wasn't so...
Wasn't what? What was it you was going to say?
Oh, I don't remember.
I just asked you if you'd ever forget the little fella.
It's gone out of my head. I'll get you a drink. Does it cost all that? A glass of stout?
One of them's for you, dear. I'm inquisitive. Tell me how he looked.
I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't got any memory for faces.
Oh, no, can you, dear? Or you'd have challenged him. You must have seen his picture in the paper.
I know. I'm silly that way.
Then it would have been 10 guineas and not 10 shillings.
I'll get your food.
Wait.
Let go of me.
Did the little fellow eat, ma'am?
I don't remember a thing. Really, I don't.
Did he look as if he was going to die?
I was rushed. I just fetched him a bath and a sausage roll.
You fetched him a bath?
I just fetched him a bath and a sausage roll and I never saw him again. Excuse me. I'll get your order.
You didn't get much out of her.
Oh, yes, I did. More than I bargained for.
What do you mean?
She fetched him a bath.
Eh?
Fred couldn't stand baths.
He couldn't?
No, and Fred was a little fella. We're getting somewhere, Clarence. Good job, too. I just blew my last £20.
Hello, is that Frank's? I've got to speak to Pinky.
Pinky's out. Well, what do you want? He's out, I tell you.
Tell him. There's a woman asking questions. Who's that? Hello?
Surely you are not Mr. P. Brown. I expected someone a good deal older.
You asked for me.
I thought Mr. Kite.
Kite's dead, you know that.
We'll go up to my suite. Billy, this way. And so they ascended unto peace.
Yeah.